Apply cause to understand behavior changes. The caused problem-solving tool is designed to encourage caregivers and care professionals to understand the behaviors of persons living with dementia as a form of communication with their social and physical environments. In turn, caregivers and care professionals can identify the possible triggers for the behaviors, and minimize the impact of behaviors by developing and implementing support strategies. What is caused? Caused is a problem-solving tool developed by Dementia Australia to enable caregivers and care professionals to understand the changes in behavior of persons living with dementia. Using an easy-to-remember acronym, CAUSED. See list below for elaboration, guides users to see behavior changes as responses to changes in the brain, and consider various factors that can be addressed in response to the behavior. Communication. Activity. Unwell, unmet needs. Story. Environment. Dementia. If you would like to learn more about the caused problem-solving tool, you can go online. Or attend the Foundations of Person-Centered Dementia Care course by Dementia Singapore, which provides more information on behavioral communication. This course offered by Dementia Singapore is intended for frontline care staff and volunteers who would like to be equipped with a basic understanding of how to care for people living with dementia in a variety of settings. These settings include the family home, center-based services, and residential care facilities. The tool provides a systematic approach to identify the modifiable triggers for behavior changes. Understand the unmet needs that persons living with dementia are communicating through their behaviors. Develop and implement support strategies to respond and meet the needs communicated, and minimize the impact of the behaviors. Why use CAUSED? As dementia progresses, it may become increasingly difficult for persons living with dementia to recognize and express their needs. More often than not, the triggers for behavioral changes are often external to persons living with dementia, rather than an inevitable consequence of the dementia progression. These external triggers include problems in the social and physical environments that can be addressed and changed. Despite limited evidence on effectiveness and significant evidence for potential adverse effects in older adults, 3, pharmacological treatments are often used. 2. However, best practice guidelines internationally recommend non-pharmacological approaches as first-line treatments for behaviors and symptoms related to dementia, BPSD. 4, 5. The caused problem-solving tool is a non-pharmacological approach that guides you to see beyond the behaviors and think about the causes in the following 6 aspects. 6. The corresponding guiding questions also reflect that most of the triggers for the person's behaviors can be addressed and modified using non-pharmacological strategies. C. Communication, activity, unwell, unmet needs, story, and environment are factors that can be addressed or modified. While the D, Ementia, with a lowercase d, cannot change, we can attempt to understand the person's behavior based on the dementia-related brain changes. Putting caused into practice, an example. Elderly icons created by Flat Icons, Flaticon. Madam Tan is a 78-year-old woman living with dementia, who has been recently admitted to the ward of the nursing home that you are working in. She uses a wheelchair and requires minimum to moderate assistance in her activities of daily living, ADLs. On Madam Tan's first morning at the home, you and your colleague have been assigned with the responsibility to assist Madam Tan in her showering. However, upon entering the bathroom, Madam Tan refused both of you to assist with her showering, behavior, resistance to care. When you and your colleague attempted to continue with her care, she became increasingly agitated and eventually burst into tears, behavior, emotional lability. She also began to push both of you away, behavior, aggression, and thus immediately stopped with her care. Using the caused approach to problem solve why Madame Tan was becoming distressed and not responding well to support with showering, here are some plausible areas of concern that may have triggered Madame Tan's behavior changes. Communication. Madame Tan usually wears a hearing aid and glasses, and was having difficulty hearing and understanding what was being asked of her. Activity. Madame Tan usually showers at night before going to bed, because this helps her to sleep better. Environment. Madame Tan is unfamiliar with the new environment, nursing home, and has never met you and your colleague before today, which caused her to feel very anxious. After identifying the triggers using the caused approach, you can introduce helpful strategies to support a more positive experience for Madame Tan during showering. These strategies include ensuring Madame Tan is wearing her hearing aid and glasses before communicating with her. Changing the time of her shower to the evenings. Inviting Madame Tan to the shower and offering some choice. E.g., would you like to have your shower at 7 p.m. or 8 p.m.? Providing visual cues such as asking Madame Tan to hold her toiletries. Ensuring Madame Tan has an opportunity to develop rapport with you and your colleague before her shower. E.g., participate together in activities that Madame Tan enjoys, have meals together with her, and frequently make small talk with her. Providing support at an appropriate pace for Madame Tan. Learn more about the application of caused. If you would like to learn more about the caused problem-solving tool, you can go online. Or attend the Behavioral Communication in Dementia Training by Dementia Singapore, which provides more information on the application of caused. This course offered by Dementia Singapore is intended for frontline care staff and volunteers who would like to be equipped with a basic understanding of how to care for people living with dementia in a variety of settings. These settings include the family home, center-based services, and residential care facilities. Acknowledgement. Many thanks to Dementia Australia for granting the permission to adapt and reproduce this article on the caused problem-solving tool. The tool is developed by Alzheimer's Australia VIC educators, Di Fitzgerald and Marina Cavill. Read next. 1. Why do behavioral changes happen? 2. Additional resources for other behavior changes. References. O'Toole, G., 2017. Caused, Effective Problem Solving to Support Well-being. Australian Journal of Dementia Care, 6, 1, 15-16. Guideline Adaptation Committee, Clinical Practice, 2016. Clinical Practice Guidelines for Dementia in Australia, A Step Towards Improving Uptake of Research Findings in Health and Aged Care Settings. Australasian Journal on Aging, 35, 2, 86-89. DOI, 10.1111, AJAG.12330. Jessup, T., Harrison, F., Cattyans, M., Draper, B., Chenoweth, L., Hilmer, S., Westbury, J., Lowe, L.F., Heffernan, M., Sackdev, P., Close, J., Blennerhassett, J., Marinkovich, M., Shell, A., and Brodé, T., H., 2017. Halting Antipsychotic Use in Long-Term Care, HALT, a single-arm longitudinal study aiming to reduce inappropriate antipsychotic use in long-term care residents with behavioral and psychological symptoms of dementia. International Psychogeriatrics, 29, 08, 1391-1403. DOI, 10.1017 per second 1,041,610,217,084. Ministry of Health, 2013. MOH Clinical Practice Guidelines on Dementia, https://www.mo.gov.sg/docs/libraries-provider/guidelines/dementia-10-jule-2013, booklet.pdf. NHMRC Partnership Center for Dealing with Cognitive and Related Functional Decline in Older People, 2016. Clinical Practice Guidelines and Principles of Care for People with Dementia, Recommendations, https://cdpc.sydney.edu.au/wp-content/upload/2019/06/dementia-guideline-recommendations-web-version.pdf. Alzheimer's Australia Vic. 2015. Annual Report, The Power of Partnerships, https://www.dementia.org.au/sites/default/files/vic/documents/arv-2014-15-annual-report-full-financials.pdf.